The cry goes up both far and near for underdog,
underdog,
underdog.
What's up, everybody? It's Jordan Brenner and Peter Keating, co-hosts of the Underdogs podcast, with another dog bite for you, a little snackable piece of information on the sports world. As you know, here on the Underdogs podcast, we talk about why unlikely things happen and teams with little chances coming up big. Well, we've got a great underdog event coming up this weekend. It is the playoff of the Championship League in the English Football League. The winner goes up to the Premier League next year. The loser stays right where they are. We've got Coventry City against Luton Town. It is a perfect underdog matchup, but only one can survive.
This is where the dogs get rich. This is the richest game in soccer this year at stake. Millions of dollars of increased revenues, promotion to the big time, a better future for one of these teams.
Now, we usually talk about in one-and-done scenarios how an underdog needs to take high-risk, high-reward strategy and implement it. But in this case, both teams are underdogs. One team simply has to survive, and so we're expecting some pretty tight play as a result of that.
It's also soccer. You know, the stakes are super huge, and giving up the first goal is much more damaging than it is beneficial to score a goal. You know, you give up one goal, your whole season, your whole phase of this team's life could be over. So this is a very low-scoring environment we're expecting. And on top of that, both of these teams are excellent defensive squads. Each of these teams had 20 shutouts this season. That's almost half their season for each team, clean sheets. So Luton was second in the EFL in goals allowed, Coventry fourth. Like we've been talking about, if you're playing a drinking game while you're watching this match, don't make scoring a goal the prompt to drink, or no one's going to have a good time.
The history of that event says as much. Eight of the past 10 EFL championship games have ended in shutouts, including five 1-0 games, two 2-0 games, and a 0-0 game. No team has scored more than two goals since 2011. So how can you attack that? DraftKings offers a pair of bets. Yes to both teams to score, that's at plus 100. No to both teams to score, that's at minus 120. We love that no bet. You're basically betting on a shutout from one team. So we say take the minus 120, lay some money, watch the game. And if you're into some a little higher odds on one other bet, Peter, you got a quick one for people, right?
Well, here's something interesting. Despite the low-scoring environment we're expecting, Luton has jumped out front in a bunch of its games. It was second in the EFL with 11 goals in the first 15 minutes of games this season. Coventry ranked 19th. Luton also scored the first goal in 63% of its games. That's also second best in the league. So there are a few ways to play this, but Luton is plus 320 at winning at the 30th minute. So that you take the interval up to 30 minutes. If Luton's ahead, plus 320, we think that has value. Basically, what we're seeing is maybe Luton jumping out to a 1-0 lead, then hanging on to win the match by that score. Can see that outcome happening.
There you have it. So Saturday, promotion on the line, the championship playoff, Coventry and Luton Town. Get your bets down on DraftKings.
Underdog, underdog.